Hello?
Hi, William. It's Lisa. Can we talk now?
Yes, you can, Lisa, be sure. Let me ask you a question. Your last name is Taylor?
I'm sorry?
What's your last name?
My last name is Taylor. Taylor.
I thought so, Lisa Taylor. Right, okay.
That's right. Okay, all right. So I'm going to pull up the brief forms. Let's just go over that and I shall fill
Okay.
those out for you. Okay, all right. So the first thing that we need to fill out is author's name, which will be William A. Scott, right?
William A. Scott, Senior,
I'm sorry,
SR.
senior? Okay.
Yeah, I got a son named after me. Yes, man, he's wrote a book, so it's got to be Senior.
Gotcha. And the book title will be The Black Owl of NSA, correct?
The Black Owl of NSA, yes.
What's the total page count of the book?
Say it again.
What's the total page count of the book? How many pages is the
Oh,
book?
wow. Well, I don't know. I guess it's got to be if it's 14 FOT, it's going to be over 100 pages.
Okay, let's
Probably
just
100,
say 100.
about 150 pages, I think,
Okay,
or
all right.
longer.
Okay. And what is the genre of the book?
The genre?
Yeah, the genre.
Okay, explain that to me.
What is the category of the book? Like we get autobiographies, we have self-help
Oh, I
books.
got you. Okay, yeah, I got you. Well, let me explain. It's about a 25 to 30 year period of my professional life. Is that an autobiography?
Yes, we're going to call
It's
it
okay.
autobiography,
Right.
and that will
It's
be
and
nonfiction.
autobiography is working for a particular agency. Is that still an autobiography?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll categorize it in nonfiction first and then autobiography.
Okay.
Okay, please tell us a little about your book.
It's a book about me working for the National Security Agency, okay, as a young guy, learning the ins and outs of the intelligence community, of the signals intelligence community, okay, at its infancy. It was just basically starting. And as it grew, we increased the technology, we increased the speed of service, we increased the communications of that particular agency. And then we also did some other things with respect to how can we go collect the data that we need to collect, the intelligence that we needed to collect to support the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the federal government, the whole United States, okay, that kind of thing.
Got it.
That's what signals intelligence is all about.
Right, that's just like the gist of it.
It's kind of like a sophisticated spy.
That sounds really interesting. I'm really looking forward to having your manuscript. You know that I really want to read it.
Well, yeah, I'll probably send it probably Monday. I'll have it ready for you by Monday, no doubt about it. Okay, it's just about ready.
Perfect. That is great. All right. So the next question is, what's the current status of your book? Now, they have given us multiple choices, so you'll have to select from them. I am going to read out the choices now, okay? You with me?
Okay.
Okay. So number one, it's a basic idea, like a concept only. Number two, an unfinished manuscript. Number three, a complete manuscript. Number four, a book proposal. Number five, a screen treatment. Number six,
What does that mean? What does five mean? Screen.
more or less like a screenplay. you know, there's a slight difference in between a screenplay and a book because a screenplay has more dialogues in it. And a book is written in a narrative form.
Yeah, well, I got dialogue in a book, too, because I'm talking to people there, okay? And there's dialogue.
And does it have scenes as well?
Pardon me?
Does it have scenes as well? You know, like screenplays have scenes, not chapters.
Yeah, well, my book, let me see, put it this way. I visited South Africa. I went from South Africa to Swaziland, which is a landlocked country in South Africa. From Swaziland, I went to Zimbabwe. From Zimbabwe, I went to, at that time it was called Zaire. From Zaire, I went to Kenya. From Kenya to Ethiopia. From
wow.
Ethiopia, so I was traveling as an inspector general. So, what do you call that?
I think looking at the current status of your book, since we have to still go over the editing part, I would say it's an unfinished manuscript. That means we'll have to do a couple of edits here and there and then finally polish it and get it ready. So I think we should go for option two here.
What's option two?
An unfinished manuscript.
Well, it's finished, basically. I mean, I'm not traveling those locations anymore. So the manuscript is finished. The manuscript is basically finished. It's not unfinished. It's finished. The last chapter that I write in the book, I'm working for another intelligence agency that's associated with the Army. And then from there, I leave and I retire.
Right. Okay. This they are talking about in terms of the process. See, a manuscript is considered finished or completed once it's ready to be uploaded online, like ready to be published. So right now, I think we are on the second last stage where we have to go over the manuscript, maybe edit a couple of things there, and then finalize it, you know, polish it a bit. Proofread it, check for grammatical errors, typos, if there are any, and work on the structure.
But I've done that.
I've heard
a person that read the book from a critical point of view. They went through the process of editing, correcting spellings, correcting punctuation, making sure that everything was basically in order. And how I phrase, so I think the manuscript is basically done.
Okay, all right, then let's just skip this this question and move on to the next. Before we do that, you mentioned South Africa. Where exactly were you in South Africa?
I was in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Did you go to Durban?
No, I just went to Johannesburg. I went to Johannesburg, and I flew out of Johannesburg to Swaziland, okay, which is Zululand.
Yes.
And I stayed there for a period of time. And then from there, I went to Zimbabwe. And all that's in the book. All of my travels is in the book, and you'll see that in the manuscript. So it is a complete manuscript. It's not pieced together. It's not an unfinished manuscript. It really is a manuscript that is complete.
Okay. Got you. So let's mark it at that, a complete manuscript. And the reason why
right.
I talked to you about South Africa, it's because I lived there. I lived in KwaZulu-Natal in Durban. So I thought maybe...
Oh, you lived in Durban?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was over there in the mid-80s, so, you know, and I went over there. I had a lot of trouble getting out of Johannesburg because they had tweaked the sensors on the planes, and I had a wire in one of my legs from basketball, and I had a hard time getting on that plane. But I did get on the plane, and they flew into Swaziland.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is interesting. Another point why I should read your manuscript. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the next question, what are your primary objectives with the book? Now, they have a couple of options for us, so I'm going to read out the options, and you let me know which one fits, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so number one, entertaining readers. Number two, creative expression. Number three, good reviews and positive reader reception. Number four, credibility as an author, expert in a field.
Well, that probably fits me. I don't know that I'm a credible author, but I'm an expert in what I was doing at that time.
Exactly. You're talking about your relevant field, so I have highlighted that. The rest of them,
right.
The next one says support another business venture. No, that's not you. Informing or educating readers.
Yo, that's true.
That can be another one, too. Earn money,
yeah, because,
of course. You've got to earn money through that.
Well, it wasn't to earn money. It was to satisfy certain federal requirements from an intelligence point of view,
mm-hmm.
intel point of view. So I was there to ensure that what we were doing there, okay, was in accord with our Constitution, with the court, to the court system, with respect to making sure that what we were gathering, the kind of information that we were gathering was useful for the powers to be, the hierarchies, to make certain informed political decisions.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So let's go with the two of them then. Credibility as an author / expert in a field, informing,
mm-hmm.
educating readers. I think that sounds
okay. That's good, yeah.
Okay. Next question. If you have a complete draft, how would you best describe it? I'm going to give you a couple of options. Option one, first rough draft. Option two, draft with some minor revisions. I think, no, let's read the next option. Option three, extensively revised draft close to completion. I think that's where we are, right?
That's pretty close, okay? What's the next one?
Okay, the next one is final draft ready to publish.
Well, I kind of think it's there.
I
kind of think it's there.
Okay. Then let's mark that.
A draft ready to publish.
Oh, okay.
Minor changes, but it should be ready to be published.
Sounds good. So basically, when we get the manuscript, we will just have to go over it, like proofread it, and let you know. Well, we'll give you an editorial report first. That means the team will read the entire manuscript, and they will provide you a detailed analysis in terms of the strengths, the weaknesses, and the recommendations that they have for the manuscript. And then you can just take a look at that and then decide whether or not you want to, you know, consider the suggestions that they are providing, or you want to proceed with just the basic editing, which is like the proofreading, a compliance check, just to make sure that there are no grammatical errors, typos, punctuation, and everything is accurate, and along with the formatting, of course, as per the publishing standards.
I'm there. I'm basically there. The manuscripts that I've always submitted to the publishers was, mm-hmm. basically just about ready to be published.
Okay.
With just minor changes, okay? I mean, absolutely minor changes, but it was basically ready to be published.
Sounds good. Okay. All right, so the next question is, what's your time frame? When do you want the book to be published?
ASAP.
I'm sorry?
As soon as possible. Okay. Because normally when I sent it to the other publisher, I came to you guys simply because I wanted to break away from Christian publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sent my books to a Christian publisher, and within a month, maybe 2 months the book was published. In your case, you guys are doing something a little different. And not only that, your audience, as I understand it, is also a little different. And I wanted to go to a broader audience. As opposed to a Christian woman, I wanted to go to a broader audience.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what is the standard time frame or deadline that we can set here?
Well, this is June, okay? I don't know, within the next couple, 3 months.
Well, yeah, I think in a month we should be ready to publish max because about the manuscript, it's pretty much ready. So I don't think we'll have to spend so much time, you know, working on the manuscript. What are your thoughts?
No, because I have an editor. Okay, I've been using her for the last 10 years. She works, that's basically what she does for the Philadelphia Museum of Arts. I've known her for a long, long, long time. And she kind of does that for me, okay? And then, of course, I'll send that to my publisher, and then they do some other little, you know, minor wordsmithing here. But basically, the book is really ready to be published. And I've always taken the same process here. I just went through a different publisher, which is you guys. Okay, and I like what you were telling me, and I also like this is a different audience, okay, that the book will come out, be exposed to a different audience, and a broader audience. Yeah.
Exactly, like the general audience, you know, anyone and everyone can, you know, read the book and benefit from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Sounds good.
As opposed to some Christians, and I mean, people who are of faith, I'm not knocking that population, but it's the limited population. I want this
to
a broader population.
Yes, that'll be a restricted audience. And the kind of book that you have written, I don't think it needs to be, It doesn't have a specific niche. It can go out in the general public, and anyone can benefit from it. So that's basically the bottom line. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, the next question, does your book contain graphics or images?
No. No graphics.
Okay.
No pictures, anything like that.
Nothing
it's
at all?
No pictures. No pictures, no graphics. It's just strictly writing.
Okay. All right. But why didn't you consider putting in some pictures?
I just never thought about putting in pictures. Now, I've been to a lot of countries. I mean, I guess you could put a – I don't even think about it. But say a map of Ethiopia or a map of Djibouti.
Yes.
Or a map of Japan, or a map of Thailand, or a map of Indonesia. I've been to all those places, but I didn't think of those kinds of things because I was visiting these countries, and I was talking about what I was doing in these countries, and I was going, for the most part, to the embassies of these countries. Talking to ambassadors and stuff like that, and station chiefs and other people who were familiar with what I was trying to do. And so I didn't think about putting any graphics in it.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, you can consider that too. I mean, not having the actual pictures of you in there, but yeah, you can maybe consider having the maps or any other graphical illustration or depiction.
Yeah, that you know, if I went to a lot of different countries, for instance, I got one section where it's just Africa. Well, the whole map of Africa, that's a big continent, okay?
Yeah.
And I traveled all over that continent, okay? The only place I didn't travel that continent was North Africa, which is up in Egypt and Morocco and Tripoli. I was up in that area, but all the southern parts of Africa, East Africa, the Horn of Africa, West Africa, up there near Nigeria, and also the other 17 little small countries on West Africa, you know, all that. I was bent all there. But a map of Africa, if you get into it, you know, I guess that could be included, if you will. But that kind of brings that particular part up. But I never thought of a map.
Right.
So I named where I was, what was there. I was in New Sudan, okay, and in Sudan, where they had genocide in Darfur up in Sudan, northern Sudan, and they were also involved in a little skirmish between Sudan, northern Sudan, and Liberia, okay,
right.
And Libya rather. Okay, and so I kind of explained that kind of little thing we were doing up there. But I was in Sudan. Then from Sudan, I went to Chad, which is in the heart of Africa. Okay,
right.
I mean, the northern Chad is up there near the Sahara Desert, but you get into the southern part of Chad, and Chad's a pretty big country. And on the east of Chad, you got Sudan. On the west of Chad, you got Nigeria and all these other places. So Chad is right in the middle. See? And,
right.
But I guess as I go to each one of these little countries, I guess you can put a little map of that particular country that kind of like a segue into that particular version or chapter of my exploits,
mm-hmm.
the travels.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about. I only thought about it since you just mentioned it, but I never thought about when I was writing it.
Okay. Well. This I just gave you something to think about. Well, you know, while we are at
that's
it,
not a
just
bad idea.
Consider that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
consider that, and then we'll look at some graphics and images to include. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not a good idea. But I didn't write it to have images or maps or anything. I just told a story.
Yes.
And I told a story of an inspector general inspecting certain countries based on certain executive orders from the president, certain other requirements from the government, and things like that. And I mentioned all those things in the book.
Right. I completely understand how you wrote it and what was your thought process at that point of time. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
This graphical depiction and the illustrations, it's just to make the book look more presentable and effective, because a lot of people go for that as well. You know, just along with reading, they like to have a couple of pictures here and there. Not a lot. It's not like we're going to fill the book with pictures, but a couple of them, maybe like after 10, 15 pages, or one picture each chapter, maybe something like that.
That sounds good. I never thought about. Well, let me back up. The last book I wrote is called, and it's still being published by Christian Faith Publishers.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Christianity: A Different Brand.
Okay.
And each chapter, this is my last, each chapter in that book, I have a poem that starts it by a guy named Waldo Lennon, and he's an old guy. He wrote this poem back in 1922, 23 time frame. But the poem really explains the chapter that I'm getting to. But at the end of each chapter, I have a foot, okay, that's in chains, and a guy from where I live, he carved this foot out, and he called a foot Freedom Foot, and I said I like that, so I took that Freedom Foot in chains, embedded into some gum tree or mahogany wood, and I put that foot at the end of each chapter. But it tells a story, because this, you know, that foot was in chains trying to get away.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, that was something creative and interesting that you included in your book. Just like that, you work on something to include in this book. Now, by the way,
okay.
Is that book out already, or what's happening?
Yeah,
the
book is out. It's been out now for a long time. I've sold a number of copies. It's on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. In fact, most of my books are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Okay,
that's great.
But they're there. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That brings me to my next question. Is there any particular writing style that you prefer?
I don't know what that means. When you say writing style, I don't know that I have a writing style. Maybe I do, but I don't know what it is.
Well, let's just go with freestyle.
Okay, whatever.
Writing. Exactly.
What's freestyle mean?
Freestyle is just like you're putting your thoughts to words and you're not particularly following a style of narration. I mean there are a couple of things,
yeah.
Right? So let's just go with freestyle to be on the safe end.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Are there any books similar to the one that you have wrote? I mean, are there any competitors? Do you think you can compare your book with any other ones that you must have read before or any other author has written?
Since I'm an intelligence person,
mm-hmm.
and worked for the intelligence community for so many, many years, I kind of gravitate to the kind of authors who write about intelligence books and in intel organizations. Clancy, for instance, I like his books. Okay. Okay. The guy that wrote Hunt for Red October, I like his book. Okay. He wrote a few other books like that. I like him. But I also like James Baldwin, okay, which is an old guy. I like his style of writing. I don't try to copy it. I just like what he says, okay, because
right.
he's addressing certain social issues that we black folks are running into. I like a guy named James Caan, who's
mm-hmm.
now since passed. He graduated from Union Theological Seminary up in New York, but
mm-hmm.
he's written a number of books, okay,
right.
that are theological books that I like. I have a wide variety of people that I really like. Most of the people that I read are intel folks or theologians
mm-hmm.
or people that are dealing with social issues of the day.
Gotcha. Okay, that answers the question. All right, and that was the last question. We're done.
You finished?
Yes.
This was easy.
Exactly. That's the reason why I told you that, you know what, we had a lot of back and forth working via email. Let's just talk over the phone and get this over with.
That's easy. That was easy. Yeah. Again, remember, I'm a SIGINT. It's SIGINT. SIGINT. That's signals intelligence or SIGINT. I was a SIGINT.
Got it.
SIGINT. Signals intelligence. That's kind of what I was for a lot of years. Okay. And not only was I a SIGINT, I was also a communications guy on the SIGINT side.
Okay.
So I was trying to improve our means of communications. This is way before cell phones came out. This is way before. This is when computers were just coming on the market. In fact, my first PC I bought in 1978, and it was a flat PC. I did some research and invented the things on the PC. It didn't make any money on it, but it was but at least it was a good start. I also helped to create the DARPANET, if you know anything about DARPANET. And then from DARPANET, we just turned that over to private industry, and it became the World Wide Web. I was kind of guy who could help design and build that thing, but I was way
back. That is impressive.
Yeah, I must admit, that's impressive. I'm pretty proud of that thing. But in fact, so are my kids. They would say, "Well, my dad this and my dad did that," but I could only tell them so much, because what I talk about and what I write about today, at that time,
you
was classified.
Yes, all right, classified information.
Now all that stuff is unclassified now, which means that now I can write about it.
Absolutely. So how did you manage to keep all that record? I mean, did you write a diary or something?
Well, what happened was that I still maintain contact. You know, once you leave an organization, you still maintain contact. Okay, and so I had a lot of stuff that I brought with me when I retired. A lot of books, okay, a lot of things that were, and I went to some of my books. And I, you know, for instance, my biography, okay, it's quite extensive, okay, and I wrote, you know, a lot of that stuff I got, okay, make sure that I was on the right track in terms of what I was saying, and I got it backed up by a lot of people who wrote about it.
Right.
I just happened to be the guy that was over there experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't write about it. I was experiencing it.
Exactly.
So I got a different exposure. I got a pretty large biography on it as well. Okay.
Amazing.
I must have 200, I guess, other people writing about certain things that I wanted to make sure I was right, and I was right. Okay, in terms of what I put on paper. I even talked about certain, and you, as you read the manuscript, you'll see, okay, I was in the Cold War. This is the heart of the Cold War, which means that it was the United States versus Russia, okay, and the people in the Far East, for instance. I stayed in Japan for quite a while. With Japan was recovering from World War II, but they were really, really doing great. Cars and stuff, and then you hear Korea was doing that. Then you hear that whole section of the world was changing. Okay, and then I go to Africa. That part was changing too, because they were decolonizing Africa from Western powers. And then I go to India, and they were doing the same thing. Mahatma Gandhi were decolonizing India, and they were doing things. So I'm traveling in those areas trying to do things. I go to Nepal, okay, which is the top of the world. And on the one side you have China, on the other side you have Pakistan and India. But they were also in the process of getting rid of this colonialization.
Yes.
Okay. And the world was changing. In addition to technology was changing, a lot of things. And so here I am, growing up and traveling in that. Okay.
Yes.
And of course, it's a Cold War, so you had airports being blown up. You had planes being hijacked. You had a lot of stuff. Okay. And I was dodging all that stuff traveling.
Right. William, why don't you, have you ever thought about public speaking, or did you ever do that?
Oh, well, yeah, I do public speaking. For instance, I talk about, for instance, they invited me back to Philadelphia to, they were talking about, you know anything about STEM programs?
Mm-hmm. I know
and
about that.
STEM. Okay, science, technology, engineering, and math. Okay, well, I was invited up to Philadelphia high schools, and they wanted to start a STEM program, and I went up there and told them why I thought it was necessary. Okay, and I gave a lecture there. But I preach sermons, but I also talk about me and what I did and how I did it and how I survived it and how I made it through it. For instance, I was in Jeddah, okay, Jeddah, Arabia, okay. And Jeddah is kind of like the gold capital of that part of the world. And I went over there and I wanted to buy my wife some gold. Well, I was told that don't go too far away from the airport because they are also looking for people like you. So,
okay.
I need to be careful. Understand what I'm telling you. I was a signals intelligence officer, which meant that I was working with the Defense Intelligence Agency, the FBI, the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, NSA, and all the intelligence agencies. We were kind of working together, trying to put information together.
Yes.
But people were looking for us, and they were looking for me. They were looking for people like me. They didn't catch
so
me, but
I
had a couple.
There must be so many challenges that you had to face traveling all around the world, no?
I did. I was coming out of Japan one time, and I was late for the air, going to fly out of Tokyo, and I got caught in a traffic jam, and I was late getting to the airport, and guess what? The plane that I was supposed to fly on to go to Okinawa was hijacked.
Oh my God!
I'm serious. I was on the plane. The only reason I was on that plane because I got caught in a traffic jam. Okay, that's just one of the little stories that I tell. Okay, there's another little story that I tell in the book that when they had the Holocaust Committee under President Carter. They try to rescue those people over in Iraq, okay? And they attacked the embassy, and they captured those American people in the embassy, and they kept them for over almost a year. But they let certain people go.
Oh, my God.
And the people that they let go were people that was working for me. And they're kind of like the bad guys, but they let them go. It was national news. No, nobody knew who they were because they were very coy about what they said. But they work for me. That's a part of the book, a little small short story. I got little short stories all in it.
Okay. Oh my God. All right. Now I'm more excited to read your book. Okay. Don't give me any spoiler alerts. Okay. I'm gonna start reading it on Monday when you send it. All right. Okay. So that is pretty much it for today. And I'm truly impressed, Will. I'm really impressed. I'm so glad to be talking to you. And of course, I'm getting to learn a lot from your end too. So this is going to be a real good start.
You're gonna call me Monday or what? What do you want? Or you're gonna text? You got my phone. Are you gonna text me and say you wanna? I like the conversation on the phone because I can talk, and you can write and you get what you needed to get from me that way.
Yeah, of course.
And also, hopefully, I should have that manuscript, and I'll zap it to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Send that manuscript to you, then you can read for what I was talking about.
Absolutely. Another thing that I needed from you is the book synopsis along with your bio, like a brief bio of you, and a portrait shot of the author, which is you, of course, a portrait shot. Yeah. So if you can send these things to me, I'm actually texting this to you as well, just so that you don't forget. Okay.
Yeah, incidentally, I didn't get your email either. I meant to tell you, I got your text, but I didn't get your email.
Okay. You didn't get my email?
No, I looked at it. It didn't come in, but it might have came in because my phone is.
Okay.
Spectrum is not the guest. Mm-hmm. It's not like Comcast. It's problems down here. Again, I'm in Southern Virginia, in the country. So,
okay.
The population of the city is 8,000 people, so that's not a lot of folks.
Wow. Okay. All right. That is like so less.
Yeah, it's I got away from the big cities and went to a little smaller town. Of course, my wife is from this area too, so
right.
That was good for me. Okay.
Well, that's a great
okay.
thing. All right. You
yeah.
enjoy yourself, okay?
Okay?
I shall
you,
speak
okay.
to you again on Monday. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and
all
thank
right.
you, and thank you. Okay.
Right.
And
have yourself
and
a good weekend.
Lisa Taylor.
Yes.
And you too.
That's
right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
That's correct. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.